Guys, I feel David. Okay, guys, you missed yesterday. You got to listen. We always say, anytime you miss, you got to listen. All right, now tomorrow, B'Hashem, we have early shir 10:15. We'll see what topic we'll do because we have 11:25. We'll end 11:25 because we have that video. And please give Josh money for the pizza. We have a Wednesday lunch, a Scottish lunch. We have to add a little bit of French fries. Yeah, Yossi. What else should we add besides French fries? What did you say? Kugel? Oh, all right. Okay. All right, we'll see. All right, herring goes with milk, so stickle herring. All right, okay. You like cream herring, Iron? Okay. All right, very good. All right, let's see the Gemara here. Okay, like I said, we missed yesterday. Please listen. Okay, we let Yossi put up the tape. Let's see the next Gemara. This is a very, very complicated Gemara. At first glance, it's very easy, you think. But I wanted you to see the whole Gemara, the two dots. We're just going to concentrate on the first two dots today. Okay? Let's see, Mike. Go ahead. Tonobon. What is an Evid? An Evid K'naini. What is the definition of an Evid K'naini? The definition of an Evid K'naini is a man that is bought off the slave market, a non-Jewish man, and the halachin is that he's given milah and he's given tefillah. He is circumcised, he goes to mikveh. And the Rambam writes he's a half yid. The Rambam writes he's half Jewish. And he's Evid K'naini. Chayvin all mitzvahs like a regular woman. Chayvin all mitzvahs like a regular woman. Lamai, it's a Jewish woman. Chayv to observe all lavin. And also mitzvah seser. Okay? Mitzvah seser shalom is man groma. Okay? And lavin that a woman doesn't have. Namely, what are those three lavin? Baal takif, baal tashkis, and baal tatam lemesim. Right? Baal takif, baal tashkis is about cutting one's hair. And about the time of the mason, you're not allowed even the time of the mace. So Evid K'naini is such. So we have an Evid K'naini, go ahead. delivers his own star shikhar. Go ahead. And it's written in there, yourself and my property is acquired to you. So this master is very, very giving. Not only does he want to give his Evid K'naini freedom, he wants to give our raw's property. So what is the psak of the Brisa? Himself, you acquire the property you don't acquire. A split. A very clear split, Lamaisa, of the din of what? That we have to see whether it's Palginin Dibura. In the next week, maybe if we have a chance, we'll get to it. Today, we'll see. But this is clear. Now, what is the case that we're talking about? Says Rashi, go ahead, Moshe. Evid. There is a requirement we know from Daf Beis that if a man delivers a get, Shliach, delivers a get from the husband to the woman, from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, what's halacha? You say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. We learned that in Beis Zman Aleph. We learned that at the beginning of the semester. And Evid K'naini has the same requirement. If the Evid K'naini lives in Eretz Yisrael and the master lives in Chutz La'aretz, the halacha is that the shliach can deliver. The shliach can deliver the star shikhar to who? The Evid K'naini who's living in Eretz Yisrael. However, what happens if the woman is the shliach herself? Can the woman be the shliach of her own get or not? Yes or no? Yes. The Gemara on Chof Dalet Amin Aleph, we learned it, that a husband can give his wife a get, and he can say that, I want you to take it to place X, and there you'll be divorced. She delivers her own get, basically. The Gemara writes on Chof Dalet Amin Aleph that this is acceptable. She will not be divorced till she gets to Beis Din Pliny. Memela, this is what the Shulchan Aruch says as well, and this is the pshat in Rashi. Rashi writes that the Evid K'naini is his own shliach, and this works for Shikhar Evid, it does not work for acquiring the property. And Rebbe Kivager writes that the master made the Evid K'naini a shliach, And he said, I don't want you to be free till you go to Beis Din Ploni. Okay, we're talking about Eved Kenani delivering his own Shtar Shichrur. Just like it can work for a Get Ishan Chof Dalam and Aleph, it can work for Shtar Shichrur as well. She will not be divorced till she gets to Beis Din Ploni. This Eved Kenani will not be free till he gets to Beis Din Ploni. This is the way Rashi learns, the Ran, the Ritva, the Rashba. This is how they learn the case. Mark, you got me? Oh. However, I wanted you to see the Tosfos Rid on the Daf. The Tosfos Rid is baffled. The Tosfos Rid is makshit. We got this? There's a lot of chidushim here that you wouldn't have even noticed. I wouldn't even notice. I thought the shliach was delivering. No, it's the Eved himself. The Eved himself is bringing his own Shtar Shichrur. It's not like I set it up, classical case. Man in Chutz La'aretz, woman in Eretz Yisrael, shliach delivering the get. Man, Adon in Chutz La'aretz, Eved Kenani in Eretz Yisrael, shliach delivering. It's not that case. It's the shliach himself bringing it. Alan, you follow me? This is what Rashi's saying, Rabbi Kivager points out. This is what Rashba writes, and we said the Ritva as well. Oh. Says the Tosfos Rid baffled with the following kasha. Tosfos Rid asks, Lamaisa, the woman's already divorced. She doesn't need to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. The Tosfos Rid writes, the woman brought her get. She was already divorced. She doesn't need to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. And you don't need kiyum. Because mishum miguna akile be rabbanan. Only when the husband makes a shliach do we say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. When the husband makes her a shliach, do you have to say b'fanei nechtav. When the eved is made a shliach, do you have to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Does it say that in our Gemara? What we just said in the name of Rashi. What we just said in the name of the Rashi from the Ritva. Did it say that in our Gemara? Did it say that in our Gemara that the shliach, there's no shliach, the Eved Kenani is his own shliach? Did it say that in our Gemara? Tosfos Rid is baffled. Didn't say it in my Gemara. Doesn't say it in my Gemara. He says, where do you find this, Lamaisa? Where do you find this? That's only when the woman what is made a shliach, or the Eved Kenani is made a shliach, they have to say it. Didn't say that in our Gemara. So he wants to say in a phenomenal chiddush. I want you to get it. The Tosfos Rid argues, and he says, the Eved Kenani was already freed. The Eved Kenani was already freed already, months before. And he's bringing his own get shichur to prove it. He's bringing his own get shichur to prove it. If a woman's been divorced many months ago, she's bringing the get to Beis Din to prove it, does she have to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav? Yes or no? No, she doesn't. A woman that's been divorced already months ago, and she wants to bring a get to prove it, does she have to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav? No. Does the Eved Kenani have to say b'fanei nechtav? No. Did our Gemara say anything about the words b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav? No. So the Tosfos Rid argues wholeheartedly on Rashi and on the Ritva. And the Rashba and the Ran. And he says this case has nothing to do with b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Moshe. And therefore when Eved Kenani brings his get, he's bringing his own get, shichur, that he was freed months ago. Months ago. He's not acting as his own shliach. There's no b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. I can't tell you for years. Years. Many years since sophomore year, today, since 10th grade, I thought this Gemara was like Rashi. Till yesterday when I see the Tosfos Rid. And the truth is, it makes a lot of sense. Doesn't say anything in our Gemara about b'fanei nechtav. Doesn't say anything about his being his own shliach. Does it? Doesn't say a word. The Pashtus is like the Tosfos Rid, I would say. And the truth is, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodim, in Pirik Zayin, Halacha Beis, the Rambam does not make a mention of B'fanei Nechtav. And writes Rabbi Zalman, Meltzer Zatzal, Evan Ozel, and also Shmuel Rozovsky Zatzal, that the Rambam is of the opinion of the Tosfos Rid. It's interesting, on the side of the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Lashon of Rashi, and the Chazon Ish in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin writes, the Rambam will explain both cases. The Rambam will hold like Rashi and like the Tosfos Rid. But in the Poshiv shot in the Rambam, if you look it up, when I gave it to you, he doesn't say a word about Pafani Nechta. So I think the Pasha in the Rambam is looking at Mr. Zalman Zatzal, David Elzel. You're right. So you say it fits like...
No, he's not an Evid anymore.
What do you mean he's not an Evid anymore? He was once an Evid. Was once an Evid. Okay. He was once an Evid. I mean, how else are you going to describe... You know what I mean? It's hard to say. Okay, Yossi's making a good point, but that's not, it's not so difficult. He was once an Evid. Once an Evid, it's bringing Shtar Shichur. You know what I mean? A free man. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's not so difficult. It's a good aura, but it's not so difficult. Okay? All right. This is number one. Get the machloikis of the case. Okay? Yes, go ahead. I can't hear. What? So that's what Yossi's saying, Lomais. The proof of your matter, Nachi, only proves that you're free. Proves nothing about your property. That's the way you got to articulate it. Similarly, what I said to Yossi. You're proving what your proof is accomplished regarding yourself, not regarding the property. Okay? It's a good horror too, but that's what you got to say. Okay, number two now. Let's get to it. Says Rabbi Kiveger, on the spot, in the Chidushim, he asks on Rashi, I don't understand, Lamaisa. Why would you want to say like Rashi says? Just say like the Tosis Rid. Why do you got to stand on your head and say, oh, or like Rashi, that the case is he's bringing his own Shtar Shichur, and he's not free till he gets to the Beis Din? Why say like that? Just say like the Tosis Rid. Why did Rashi stand on his head and say this? For years I've been thinking like Rashi's a push-up shot. It's not a push-up shot. He basically, Rabbi Kiveger, Mechavin to Rabbi Kiveger. What on earth is Rashi not saying the push-up shot for? Oh. So it could be the following. The Ravid writes, Mefeirish, in Hilchos, Gerushin, Perik Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, that a woman that delivers a get needs to Mekayim the get Be'edim. A woman that delivers her own get, she's not believed to say b'fanei nechta anymore. She needs to mekayim the get be'edim. This is what the Ravid says. A woman that brings a get, isha mevi a gita, tzarich lekayim a get be'edim. She's not believed to say b'fanei nechta. Why? Because she was not a shliach. Okay? She was not a shliach. And the Ravid, it cannot be masber the Gemara like the Tosis Rid that we're talking about at Evik 90. Bringing his own get, because he's also not believed regarding himself till he brings Adam. The Ravid has a chiddush lemaisa that you're not believed lemaisa if you bring your own get. You're not believed to say b'fanei nechta. You need to find Adam. You need to find Adam. You're not. They're not a shliach. Let's say a woman brings her own get lemaisa to prove lemaisa. She proves she's divorced. She can't say b'fanei nechta. She's not a shliach. So what do you need? What do you need in that case? The Ravid sheet is you need Adam. You need kiyum. I want you to get this down. You need kiyum. If she wants to prove she's divorced, mekayim the get. If the Evid Kenani wants to prove he's free, mekayim the Shtar Shichur. So therefore, he cannot learn like what? He cannot learn like the Tosis Rid. He can't learn like the Tosis Rid. The Ravid cannot learn the Gemara like the Tosis Rid, because what was the Tosis Rid's case? She was divorced years ago. He was freed months ago. They're trying to prove their case. So they're trying to prove their case. So you're trying to prove your case. What do you try to do? You're believed to say the fun. What do you try to do in this case? He doesn't do anything. He just proves it. That's what the Tosis Rid says. He doesn't have to mekayim the shtar. You just bring it. I'm saying the Tosis Rid assume that all you have to do is just bring it and deliver it. Yeah, you were free months ago. Well, according to Tosis Rid, what are you doing? You're just showing up and saying, listen, I'm free. It only works regarding your freedom. It doesn't work regarding property. Because the Tosis Rid says you don't have to mekayim it. That's against the Ravid. The Ravid says you can't just show up and say, oh, you were divorced 2 months ago with the get. You can't just show up and say you were freed 2 months ago. You have to prove it with Adam. That is why Rashi, Lamaisa. And that's the Pshat, Lamaisa. That's the Pashtus, Lamaisa. The Tosis Rid holds that you don't have to what? You don't have to do kiyum lemaisa. So the answer is the push-up shot is that Rashi maybe learns like the Ravid.
So you know why Rashi stood on his head and said this pshat? Because Rashi can't hold like the Tosfos Rid. Because in Tosfos Rid's case, according to Rashi, if you show up, you show up. What do you got to show up and do? You have to show up in the kind to get. That would answer Rabbi Kiva's kasha. That's why Rashi stood on his head to say this pshat. Because you can't just show up and say you were divorced or freed 2 months ago, because you'd have to what in the kaim to get. According to what? According to Tosfos Rid, you don't have to. So according to Tosfos Rid, you understand why it's the simplest reading of the Gemara. But if you don't accept the Tosfos Rid, you hold like the Ravid, so then the whole kasha doesn't start. It's not like Rashi was standing on his head. That's the chiddush that we want to bring out. Okay, so we have now, it's not so crazy what Rashi says, and it comes out to be a tremendous, tremendous pshat lamaisa in the Gemara. So if I ask you, halach lamaisa, if a woman shows up and says she's divorced a month ago, she has her get, what do we say to her? Do we look at the get and we believe it? Yes or no? According to Tosfos Rid, yes. According to the Ravid, no. And we're saying that Rashi sides with who? Rashi sides with the Ravid. Rashi sides with the Ravid. And therefore you would need the Mekayim to get. This is the Bir Adar we want to say in this din. Okay, let's move on to the next point, okay? That's the second point. Please get it now. Number three. We learned in the beginning of the year a long Tosfos on Beis HaMarav. We worked really hard on it. The fellows are new. Let's introduce the topic. There's a topic called Ta'aninin. What is Ta'aninin? Ta'aninin, we said, was Ta'aninin that something is what? Is Mezuyif. Ta'aninin that something is Mezuyif. Meaning, you walk in, Lamai said, with a shtar to collect money from someone. The guy's out of town. The loaf is out of town. Bazdin stands up and advocates for the borrower and say, we think that that's forged, that shtar. Ta'aninin Mezuyif. Bazdin advocates on behalf of the lova who's out of town, or on behalf of orphans. Okay? Or on behalf of orphans. Okay? Ta'aninin Mezuyif. There is a halacha called Ta'aninin Mezuyif. So please get that. And we said... two svaras. Let's see if we remember. Okay. I can say I only probably remember because I prepared it. But what did we say? Why is there no din ta'aninin by a get? The woman lamaisa, the shliach comes from chutz l'arz, delivers the get. Yimei shalav orerim. If the baal protests, yiskayim b'chosamav. Why do you need protesters? Why don't we just stand up and say the get's bad? What were the two reasons? Go ahead, Philip. Excellent, Mishumi Guna. Very excellent. We don't want her to get stuck. No. One reason is like Philip said, Zevi, that Mishumi Guna, because she'll be stuck. So we assume the get's good. What's the other svara we said from the Ramban? You recall? Yitzi?
Doesn't matter. It'll be good anyways. Even if you say it wasn't good. So
You're going to have to Mekayim it. So... without an error, why don't we just do it on our own? You remember what the svara was? She was not mamono of the Baal. The woman is not mamono of the Baal. She's not chattel. So she's not chattel. We don't want. It's not like we have to protect the husband. It's not his money. She's not money. So why should we protect him over her? So let it go. Nothing's happened yet. There's been no error. So those are the two svaras. Excellent, guys. Why we don't say ta'aninin by get. Either because of Yiguna Tosfos Sena Beis HaMarav, or like the Ramban, she's not Mamona Shalbal. Oh. Let me ask you the following, Kasha. What about when it comes to Shtar Shichur? Do we say ta'aninin? Do we say ta'aninin when it comes to Shtar Shichur? The Eved brings his get of emancipation, Shtar Shichur. Do we, as Beis Din, stand up and protect the master and say, this is forged? So the Meiri quotes a machloikis. I want you to get it. The Meiri quotes, Yesh Omrim, that an Eved is like an Isha, and we don't. And then he quotes a Yesh Omrim, that an Eved is not like an Isha, and we do. And we do. How do you think that relates back to our Gemara? Because the Yesh Omrim Chayim that says we do Taininin by an Evid Knaini holds like what Rashi, that he was made a Shliach, and therefore that's why you need to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. Because what does B'fanei Nechtav do? What does it do? It gets rid of the problem of thinking that it's Mezuyev. So I want you to get down. According to what Rashi, what emerges from the Rashi by us is that we say Taininin of Mezuyev by Ishtar Shechur Moshe. And we say that this is forged. So prove to us it's not forged. What do you say? B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. Rashi goes well with the Yesh Omrim and the Iri that we say Taininin Mezuyev by Ishtar Shechur. Oh, however, Lamais, if you're not a shliach, you're not believed to say B'fanei Nechtav, you would need Kiyum through two Edim. And let me ask you, I kind of spilled the beans a bit, but what would be the svara as to why you would say Taininin by Ishtar Shechur? By Shtar Shichur, yes, and by Ge'isha, no. Because why? Iguna there is. Iguna there is. Why? Take a quick look at Tosis on Tesim and Aleph on the bottom. You see Tosis Dibra Maskil Shavu? Three lines from the bottom. Tesim and Aleph. V'yesh Loimar. Yossi, you just read that Loshin. Go ahead. Excellent. When he's in Eved Knaini, he's not Mutter B'Bas Chayrin. He's not Chayv in Mitzvahs completely. That's like his Iguna. So Iguna there is. But what isn't there? He's Mamono Shalbal. He is. He is like chattel. He is Mamono Shalbal. And since he is Mamono Shalbal, we would be Tainin Mizuv. We want to protect the Adon. That fits beautiful in Rashi. That he says B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. That's the beer. Oh. However, Lamaisa, maybe we could suggest a Chiddush, the other Yesh Omrim in the Meiri, that says what? That we don't do Taininin and Eved Knaini fits our Gemara quite well if you take whose approach? Tosfos Rit, excellent guys. Because according to Tosfos Rit, there's no concept of B'fanei Nechtav being said here. Because according to that sheet, there's no din of Taininin. And Zevi, what is the svara of that mandamer? That we don't do Taininin by Eved Knaini, just like we don't do it by Gedisha? Because there's a what? There's a problem of what? There's a problem of Iguna by Eved Knaini as well, as Yossi read. Very nicely. Fits in very nicely. There's an Iguna by, problem of Iguna by both. So we don't do Taininin by both. And that's what follows from the Tosfos Rit. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, let's take this further. Take this a step further now. There is a Shaila, Lamaisa, which we have to see. This Gemara, we'll see if we have time to go through the Gemara. But what is the topic that is brought up? Well, we'll have to see if it really is this topic. Palginan Diburim. What is Palginin Dibura? You split the statement. Okay? Now, Rabbi Kivager points out that Rashi had to say what he said. What did he say? That the Shliach is the Eved Knaini himself delivering his own get. Correct, Moshe? Why did Rashi say this? You know why? Because the Gemara compares this to Palginin Dibura. And by Palginin Dibura, what does Palginin Dibura mean? Let me give you the example. There are many examples. There's many sugyas about Palginin Dibura and Shas, four or five. The classical example is in Sanhedrin Daf Tes, Siman Aleph, where the guy says that he was sodomized by someone. Okay, and Lamaisa, he wants to testify against the guy that he should be executed, and he says that he was one of the Edim with another aid. So there's a big problem with that because that's making yourself a Rasha. Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha. A man cannot make himself a Rasha. He can't. He cannot make himself a Rasha. Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha. That's what he's doing by saying that he was sodomized with this guy willingly. So what do we do? So the Gemara says you take off this word
and you say that it was not him, it was someone else, and therefore we take his testimony not regarding himself, but regarding what? That he did this action, that guy, with another aid, and we execute him. That's called pagina dipura. But that was taking a statement and doing what with it? Splicing it. The Gemara Poshib Shat brings in Palgini Dibura. Let's get it. And therefore, since the Gemara brings in Palgini Dibura, that's why Rashi was forced to say that we're talking about Bafane Nechtam, Fane Nechtam. Because we want to take a statement. And what do we want to do? What is the statement of Bafane Nechtam, Fane Nechtam? We want to take the statement and say it's good regarding what? His liberty, his freedom, but it's not good regarding what? It's not good regarding his property. So that's why Rashi stood on his head, Chaim, you follow what I'm saying? And developed a case where you're saying a statement. Where you're saying a statement. If you're saying a statement, you're saying the funny net, the funny net. Now split it. It's good regarding his own personal liberty. It's not good regarding the property. And therefore fits in quite well in the Gemara. If you learn like the Tisus Rid that there was no statement being said, what are you doing? What are you analyzing and saying? I'm taking half the shtar regarding what? His liberty? And the other shtar, half the shtar I'm not taking regarding the property. It doesn't fit in as well. So let's get that point out. In other words, even though Rashi, straight up on the case, is not the push-up shot, but if in the, regarding the flow of the rest of the Gemara, if you assume it's discussing this topic of Palgin and Dibura, then you want to come up with a statement. Elon, you follow what I'm saying? So Bafanei Nechavanei is a statement. I can take it halfway regarding one way, and the other way I can't. So that's where Rabbi Kivager writes, I feel that Rashi felt very strongly that you had to say Bafanei Nechtam, because you want to take a statement and split it. If you're just dealing with the shtar, then it's not a notion of Palgini Dibura. You're saying one part of the shtar is not forged regarding his liberty, and the part regarding the property is forged. That's not Palgini Dibura, you know what I'm saying? Okay. That's what Rabbi Kivager wants to say. So Rashi fits in quite well if you take that approach. Now it's questionable whether the Gemara by us is really Palgini Dibura. We'll have to see. But that's what Rabbi Kivager assumed. Okay. Also, Lamaisu, we could also point out another Svara in Rashi. Let's get it, please. Okay? Another Svara why Rashi says what he says. Because the bottom line is that maybe not everyone agrees with the Tosus that we had at that base when the Lov is out of town. One of the cases that Tosus said, we say Tainin is for orphans. We say it for orphans. We say it for if the Lov is out of town. There are many Rishonim that argue on Tosus and say if the Lov is out of town, okay, it's tough luck. We have Bezdin. Tough luck for the Lova. Just because he's out of town, we should, as Bezin should protect the Lova. Somebody's showing him arguing that. You know who argues on it? Rashi. Rashi holds if the guy's out of town, we will not say Taininen. The Mela, in this situation, in our case, did the master protest at all? Do you find in our Gemara the master protesting? I didn't find it in our Gemara. That's like the master is out of town. Are we going to get up and say it's Mezuyev? Are we going to get up and say it's Mezuyev? If there's no Ira Baal, then he should acquire everything, right? What's the problem here? We don't claim Mezuyev here. We don't claim Mezuyev. So if we don't claim Mezuyev, then what? What's the problem? So I want you to get down. Rashi argues. Rashi holds, we don't say Tainin Mezuyev Shlomo. Taisa says yes. Rashi argues and says Lo Tainin. We don't make such a Tainin. Lo Tainin, Rashi says. We don't make such a Tainin if the guy's out of town. If we don't make such a Tainin, then he should get everything, right? What's the problem? So you must say that we're talking about a situation there where there was Ira Baal. That the Baal, the Adon, did protest. I had to go in and say it. I don't care. You have to say that was the case. And since he protested, the get needs kium. Therefore, what does Rashi say? What's the solution again? Bafanei Nechtam, Bafanei Nechtam. Excellent, Michael. Excellent. This is another reason why Rashi stood on his head and said Bafanei Nechtam, Bafanei Nechtam. It's a beautiful pshat. Because Rashi says, Lamaisa, we argue with Tosos.
We hold, Rashi holds, that we don't do Tainidin. If the Baal's not here to protest, what's the problem? He should get his liberty, he should get all the property. No problems. Must be the guy screaming his head off. You have to say that. I had the Gemara mention, okay, it's difficult. But you must say like that. How do you solve it, Chayim? The other one screaming his head off, how do you solve it? The funny, not the funny, Nechtav. And therefore we ignore the other. This is another reason why Rashi stood on his head and said, the funny, Nechtav. Okay? And one more point on this. Let's get it. One second. I want to get one more point on this. Says Reb Naftali Trop Zatzal the following pshat. He's a great Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim Reshiv in Radin. Reb Naftali Trop adds on in Rashi, Lamaisa, that we're talking about a situation when the Eved brings his own star, then we can talk about Pagin and Dibura. Does he get all the property in one star or not? Lamaisa. But if the Eved brought his star who was already free and he already acquired himself, then the shail is whether it's forged or not forged, and the Chachamim gave him the amanus regarding his freedom, not regarding the property. It's not a connection with Paul Gini Dibura. Reb Naftali adds on that if you're talking like the Tosfos Rida, the guy was freed months ago, and we're just pilpling whether what? He's believed regarding what? He was freed months ago. So we're just pilpling, is it not forged regarding his liberty, or is it also not forged regarding the property? That has nothing to do with Paul Gini Dibura. The kula that we're giving Lamaisa, the Chachamim gave the Nemanus, is regarding Shechur, not regarding the Nechasim. That has nothing to do with what? That has nothing to do with Palgin and Dibura. It's a little bit like we said earlier. If it's connected with the Palgin and Dibura that we assume the Gemara is going to say loud, if it is Palgin and Dibura, then it has nothing to do with it if you learn like the Taisus Rid. So let's chazer over these points now. Please get it. We presented up till now this Brisa, which is very ambiguous. But Rashi says we're talking about the Eved Kenani. He said before Nechtov, and he's delivering his own star. Shechur is not free yet. What forced Rashi to say like this? Just say like the Tosfos Rid that he was free months ago, and what? He was free months ago, and he's just proving his freedom by bringing it, and proving his freedom only regarding his freedom, not regarding the property. So what are the points we said? Like a canon, 1, 2, 3. Number one, that what Rashi doesn't hold like the Tosfos Rid because he holds like who? The Rivet, that if you claim you were free 2 months ago, you need 80 kum. You need 80 kum. The funny nechtav's not good enough. You're no longer a shliach. That's number one. Number two, we said what? What else do we say? Number two, that Rashi holds. Do we say what? Do we say tainin and bayis shtar shechur or not? What will Rashi hold? When we say tainin and bayis shtar shechur, Miri had 2 days. What's the pshat? That the Yesh Omrim that says what? Yes, an Eved what? An Eved is not like an Isha, right? And here we need b'fanei nechtav, because we will do Tanya Mizuf. Why is an Eved not like an Isha? Because he is chattel. The other Yesh Omrim that will say we don't say Tanya is because it's Iguna. And as Yossi, we did the Tosfos on that, that's just Iguna also by Eved Kenani. And number three point is, as we pointed out, is that what? Is that if you compare it to Balgini and Dibur, like this point and the last point is, if you can assume the Gemara Vaitus Pagin and Dibura, then Elon, you need a statement that's said, that is articulated, that you can say, I'm gonna chop up the statement of works for his liberty, but not for his nechasim. That's if you say b'fanei nechtav. If you learn that the Tosfos Rid, nothing said. You just assume the property, the star is good regarding what? You assume the star is good regarding the liberty, not regarding what? It's not forged regarding the property. And also we point out that if you hold Rashi, argues on Tosfos, when the guy's not around, when the guy's not around, we don't do Tainin Mezuyev. So then what's the problem here? He should get everything, not just his liberty, he should get the problem. The answer is he's screaming his head off the Adon. If he's screaming his head off, how do we ignore the Adon? With Befanai Nechtav or Befanai Nechtav. So these are the points we want to bring out here, Lamaisa, in Rashi. Okay? So we have a whole big mahalach here, Lamaisa, regarding this Nakud. Please get it. Okay? So a whole big mahalach regarding this Nakud. All right. Now the next thing that we have to get to is as follows. Let's get it. Is it Poshet that the Adon is screaming here? Is it Poshet? So let's get it. The Rishash writes, Beferish, not that way. The Rishash writes, let's get it down, that the Adon is not here and he is not screaming. And it's quite evident from the Gemara perhaps. You know what he brings a riot to? Guess who he brings a riot to? To our Tosfos. That we are what? The din is, the Adon is not here, he's not being ma'arir,
Mikan it's a raya or taninim mezuyif. This is what he wants to say. We're taninim mezuyif. How is this a raya? The Rishash writes the guy is not here, the Adon. Therefore, if the Adon is not here, what's halacha? If the Adon is not here, we're taninim mezuyif. Please get that down. The Rishash proves from here that Tosis is right. Our Gemara. So how does that fit in our Gemara, Yossi?
And that's why Rashi says
Farnechta. No, not dealing with Rashi. Lamaisa.
Why can't you say that Rashi?
No, just saying the Rashi, we said the guy is here. Remember?
Why can't you learn
No,
Rashi?
But I'm saying just Rishash straight up says against Rashi, based on what we said. He says the guy is not here. If the guy is not here, what's the din? If the guy is not here, what do we do? Tainin and Mizuyev. That's why the guy only gets what? He only goes free himself, but he doesn't get the property. We are tarninin what? We are tarninin mezuyif regarding the property. Regarding the guy himself, we won't be. He'll get his freedom. We'll treat a Nevekanani like a what? Like a Gedisha. Lo tarninin mezuyif. But it is possible to say like the Rishash that the master is not here. And if the master is not here, Lamaisa, then what happens? Then we don't let him get his property because we're Tanini Mizuyev regarding the property. And therefore it's a Raya Brewer the Toysvis that we Tanini Mizuyev Shalom Befonov. This is against Rashi. That's what we're assuming. That's what the Rishash is assuming. Lamai said that it is going to be against Rashi. Okay? That's the Chiddush. Whereas according to the Rebbe Akiva Eiger in Rashi, we're talking where the Bailim are here. The Adon is here protesting. If the Adon is here protesting, then what if he would be here protesting? He should get everything. So therefore, what saves the day? Bifonei nechdov, bifonei nechdov. Le'inin the shichur, but not le'inin what? Not le'inin the nechassin. So please get that. We can build up this whole shtickle Torah according to, and I'll fit it, if we fit it in like this. The Rishash holds like the Tosis Rid. The guy is not here. The guy's not here, the master. If the master's not here, and the guy says, I was free 2 months ago, Avi, so why doesn't he get everything? Because Tainini Mizuyev. We're Tainini Mizuyev regarding the property. Regarding himself, we'll let him go free. So we want to say Chiddush and put together the Rishash like the Tosis Rid, which is against Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Rashi. Which is against Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Rashi. Okay. Oh. The truth is, if you look closely in Rashi, what does Rashi say? Rashi says that the case is, as Moshe read very nicely, that the Kanani delivered a get from Medina Sayam. He has to say b'fonei nechdov. Now, if we're talking about a case that the Adon was Ma'arir, right? If we're talking about a case that the Adon was Ma'arir, like we want to say according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Bailim are Ma'arir, listen to this. If we're talking about the case that the Adon was Ma'arir, then why does he have to talk about maybe get Medina Sayam? Even if you bring it from Eretz Yisrael, before an act of work, some vata the error. So what's the pshat, Lamaisa? So Lamaisa, I want you to get this. It is possible to suggest a different pshat in Rashi, which I don't think is the posh pshat, that the Adon is not here screaming. I don't think that fits with Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger argued. But it's possible to suggest a different pshat in Rashi that the Adon is not here. The Adon is not here screaming, because the pshat is, if the Adon was considered to be screaming here, why does he have to say Medina Sayam? Even if it was a case of Eretz Yisrael, we know that if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you say b'fonei nechdov, it works even in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Nachum Bar Chochma would say, by the fact that Rashi said Medina Sayam, shows to me that the master's not here. Lamaisa. There's no error. That doesn't fit the way we're building up Rashi at all. Doesn't fit the way we're building up Rashi at all, Lamaisa, okay? But I want you to just point, that's what he points out. He wants to point out the fact that Rashi said Medina Sayam shows the Adon's not here. We're saying no, the Adon is here, screaming according to Rashi. He's screaming according to Rashi. And if he's screaming according to Rashi, Lamaisa, the answer is Bifanei Nechtav solves that scream only regarding what? Only regarding his liberty, but not regarding the property. Okay? Because Bifanei Nechtav is a special cooler regarding his property. You see, the Taisa Rush and the Rashba learn that it's very interesting. They go back and forth. I want you to get this. In the beginning, the Tosa Rosh writes on Bezim Naftir Maskol Im and the Rashban Daftestir Maskol Man. In the beginning of the Brisa, they learned there was no protesting. And they prove it from the fact that Shtari Mamon were Choshish to Mizuyuf when the guy is not here. Then they push it off and they say the guy is being Ma'arer. And the reason why he's Kona is because the Shliach is believed against the error of the Bailim. So they go back and forth whether the guy is here or not, and the conclusion that Taisa Rush is that he's here. So I want you to get this. I don't think it fits with Rashi that the guy's not here. We want to say like Rabbi Kivega, he's here, he's screaming. That's why you need to say before Nechafanecha. So I don't think Lomaisa Rav Nachman Parchovich's deal works well. Okay, that's the classical case. What's the big deal? Rashi says that maybe get Medina Siam. That's the classical case. He wants to say, why do you have to say Medina Siam? If there was Ira Rabal, then what? Befana Nechtav would have worked in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. You don't need to say Befana Nechtav in Eretz Yisrael. So I don't. La Niestatenu, we don't want to go with the Diyuk of Nachum Parchovich. We want to say it's a Machlekes that touches this Rid and Rashi again. There's already been 5-6 points we've pointed out. The difference between the two approaches of Rashi and the Taisus Rid. Another difference is the Adon screaming in our Gemara. According to Rashi, yes he is. According to Taisus Rid, he is not. Okay? We've already mentioned a bunch of differences according to Rashi and the Taisus Rid. What are the bunch of differences we could think? We could list them right off. Number one is Befanei Nechtav being said. Let's get those down. Number one is Befanei Nechtav being said. Rashi, yes. Taisus Rid, no. Number two is the Adon screaming. According to Rashi, yes. According to Taisus Rid, no. Number three, what's the din if you bring in your own Shtar Shichur? Do you need Eidei Kiyum or not? Rashi says yes. Like the Ravid, Taisus Rid says no. That's already three differences. Number four difference is, do you say Taininen on what? On a Shtar Shichur. Rashi says yes. Taisus Rid says no. That's already four differences. Let's write them down, Lamaisa. One is Befanei Nechtav. Two is what? Is there Irur Adon here in the Gemara? Three is, do you say what? Do you need Eidei Kiyum when the Shtar Shichur brings his own Shtar of Liberty? Do you hold like the Ravid or not? Number four is what? What did we just say four is? Taininen. Do we do Taininen for Shtar Shichur or not? Four different Nakudas emerge from this Machlekes Taisus Rashi and Taisus Rid, how to learn up the Gemara. And we're not going with the Diuk of Nachum Parchovich. I don't think it's a Diuk, Lanias Tatin. It was one of the Gedolei Yisrael. He just pshat. You know, there's old Sefer written about Rav Nachum Parchovich, just pshat. He used to do Diukim and Rashi, his expertise. Big Baki and Diukim and Rashi. He wants me to die. Why does Rashi say Befanei Nechtav? Why does Rashi say Medina Siam? Must be the Adon's not there. Because if the Adon was there, there's a protest thing, Befanei Nechtav even works in Eretz Yisrael. So we're saying no, Rashi's just saying the classical case. But the Adon did come, and he was Ba'arur. That's why you need Befanei Nechtav. Befanei Nechtav works. Also, Lamaisa, we should suggest, you know what we should also write down for number five? Malkinin Diburin. That's our Rashi put in what? Befanei Nechtav. So you can split a statement. According to Taisus Rid, it doesn't fit in as well. Because there's no statement. There's no articulation. So this is unbelievable. Two approaches, three lines of Agmora. How many Nafkaminas emerge from this? Oh. One sec, Yad. Let's take this now. Okay, so we have a big Machlekes Rashi Taisus Rid. Very big Machlekes. Okay. Let's get to this. I don't have an answer for this. Maybe someone will help me. This is a difficult Gemara. Why? Why is it difficult? There is a din. In general, a problem. How is it an adon, a master, can ever be meshachar zevik naini? Mashakona evik konarapoi. Whatever the evik has, his master has. It's like boomerang. It's like, you know, you catch, right? Spring training started. It's like you're playing catch off the wall. He's giving to himself. Have the love of those. He gives a shtar shichur to his evik knaini. It's like his own property. Mashikona evik konei raboy. Whatever the evik knaini acquires, his master gets. You know who asked this kasha? The Gemara. The Gemara asked this kasha. The Gemara and I in Zion and Beis and Gittin and Armasechta answers with the following answer. Yido. Yado, boim, keecha. Gitu v'yodo boim kecha. Amazing, no? It works in one shot. The second you give a shtar shichur, he acquires his hand. Gitu v'yodo boim kecha. You look it up. I think it's Ayin Zayin and Bebei. Ayin Zayin and Bebeis. Unbelievable chiddush. Yes, Ayin Zayin and Bebeis. Gitu v'yodo boim kecha. Ella gitu v'yodo boim kecha. The Feirush of Gemara. Ayin Zayin and Bebeis. In fact, the Ksos Achoyshin, we mentioned this in the first semester. Does anyone recall the machlekes we presented between the Ksos and Reb Chaim upon the giving of a get? Is the giving of a get considered to be a what? Din what? Nesina? Or a chalois kinyan? Do you recall that? Let's refresh our memories. The Rav would always mention, you got to get this. The giving of a get to a woman, is that called a din nesina? That's what the Ksos writes? Or is it called a chalois what? Chalois get. Chalois kinyan. Like Reb Chaim. Chalos kinyan, to get a better pen tomorrow. Chalos kinyan, or is it a din nesina? Okay, I don't know whose that is. Yes, I don't want to. You know, I don't want to use it. Oh, is it din chalos, din nesina, chalos kinyan? Machloikis. This is very important. I want you to get it. The Ksos brings two rayas that it's a din nesina. In kinyanim, what are the three elements you need in a kinyan in halachim? What are the three ingredients of every kinyan in halacha when you do a deal? You need das koine, das makne, and a maisa kinyan. You need the willingness of the buyer, seller, and you need an act of a kinyan to show transfer of ownership. Can you do a kinyan against someone's will or not?
No.
No. What about get? Right. Bar korach. Excellent. Eitan. So what's the answer? What's the answer? It's not a kinyan, the Ksos says. It's a din nesina. That's number one raya. Please get it. Baal korcha. It's a special din nesina. It's not a kinyan. Number two. The Gemara writes on daf chaf on an aleph. What happens if a guy writes a get to give to his wife on an orange made of orla? The first 3 years of a fruit tree is orla. On a big orange, he writes a get. Meshugan a guy. He writes a get on an orange to give it to her. That's an orla orange. What's the din? Is it kosher or not? Kosher, the Gemara says. But most Rishonim say you can't make kinyanim on Isuri Hana. How can she be konin? What's the answer? It's not a kinyan. It's a din nesina. Kosov get al Isuri Hana. Kosher. Oh. You know what Rav Chaim says to this? I disagree. It's a chalois kinyan. How do you get rid of the two rayas? The first one, it's a special because there's a kosov. The one kinyan you find in halacha that works bar korcha is a get. Special because there's a kosov. Number two, there are rishonim, minority though, Chaim. It is a minority, but there are some rishonim say you can make a kinyan in Yisuri Hanoh. And that's how you read this din. Rabbeinu Tam in Sanhedrin Daf Pei says, by a shore on Niskel, if you own a shore that has to be executed because it killed someone, can you sell that shore to someone? Yes, Rabbeinu Tam says. Against most Rishonim. But I want you to know, when you sell that shore, it still has got to be executed. If I sell my shore that has to be executed to someone else, the din of the shore being executed still remains. But the kinyan is chal. Rabbeinu Tam learns against most Rishonim. Most Rishonim say you have no kinyan on it because it has to be killed. So you can't sell it. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the kinyan's chal. But there's still a kinyan. There's still a din, you got to kill it. See, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a din kinyan in my Yisrael. So Reb Chaim rejects both the rayas and the Ksos. And what emerges is a barfusta machloikis between the Ksos and Reb Chaim is to the nature of a chalois get. Is it a nesina or is it a din kinyan? Oh. So Reb Chaim, so the Ksos says, you know what? Gita v'yodo boin kachas is a din nesina. Okay? Oh. So listen to this. Listen to this. By a get, by a shtar shichur, we say gita v'yodo boin kachas. Therefore it works. Okay. Let me ask you the following question, the Ksos says. Please get it. The Ksos is in Simon Reish Sifkot Hey. What happens if I want to sell my house to you, Noah? Okay? Let's say if someone wants to sell a house to you, what does he do? Noah, he throws a shtar mechira into the house. Okay? Let's say someone wants to buy your house, Noah. Okay? Yeah? And he throws a shtar mechira in your house. How are you kona shtar? How are you kona property? We mentioned a few days ago, last week. What is the Mishnah saying, Kedushin? How are you kona real estate? One of three ways. Kesef, shtar, or chazaka. Chazaka is three ways. What is chazaka? Either dig a hole, build a fence, or walk around it. Right? So this guy wants to buy your house, throws a shtar in your house. Okay? He throws the shtar mechira on the house, latoch that bias, and he says to you that you should be kona the shtar bekinin chatzer. He says to the lokeach that you should be kona the shtar bekinin chatzer with the knias abayis. He says to the buyer, okay, in other words, the seller basically, no. The seller says to you the following. Okay, the seller says to you, let's say you want to buy a house. Okay, no, you want to buy a house. So the seller says to you, you know what? Flip it. I'm going to what? I'm going to throw the shtar into the house, and I want you to pick up the shtar and corner the shtar in the house in one shot. Yes? Is that acceptable? What do you say? Is that acceptable? He says, no, it's not acceptable. Why is it not acceptable? Because you would first have to acquire the shtar in order to get the house. It's got to be your shtar in order to get the house. Because when it comes to kinyanim, see, that's the Xosis whole fort. Get the Yano Boyn Kacha works because it's a din nesina. But when it comes to kinyanim, you need a procedure. Procedure's not really not the right word. You need an order. What's the order? First you'd have to be kona what the shtar, and then you'd have to be able to get the house. When it comes to get Isha Shtar Shimmer, it's a din nesina. So all you need is what? Get the Yano Boyn Kacha. It's not magic, but there's a special din that when the Adon or the gives his Shtar Shichur to his Evid, he acquires his hand the same time as he gets the Shtar. You got me? That's because it's not a Kinyan. But if it's a Kinyan, he'd have to first know, in your case, you'd have to first get the Shtar and then the house. But you're not doing that. Because it's you're doing it at the same time. That's why it's not acceptable. You first have to be kona to the shtar in order to get the house. We don't say boin kachat, shtar ubayis kon keechad. So if that's the case, let me ask you the following kasha, okay? Let me ask you the following kasha. And this is a very, very difficult, very big difficulty, Lamaisa. How is it possible, how is it shayich, Lamaisa, at all, that he should be kona himself and kona the property, but also shtar? How is it possible? How could you do this, Lamaisa? How is it possible the Evid could be able to be kona the Nechasim? The Shtar serves as a Shtar Shichur on himself and also serves as a Shtar Matan on the property. On the Shtar Shichur, we would say Boin Kechad. On the Schus of the property, we don't. You follow what I'm saying? You understand the difficulty in this Gemara? What is the Gemara's psak? Moshe, you read it. He becomes free himself, but he doesn't get his property. Why? We won't get to it today, but the Gemara says because maybe Pagini Dibura, maybe not. Of course he can't get his property. Why, of course, can't he get his property? Why not? Of course he couldn't get this master's property. Why not? Because he has to acquire it. Regarding his liberty, you could say, Gita Vuyoto Boin Kachas, right? But regarding the property, first you have to become free yourself. And then let's do another deal. You freed me. Now I want to acquire all your real estate. So let's do another deal. How on earth can you do it in one deal? That's a real kinyan when you acquire property. It's not a din nesina. This is a bomb kashin. And the Gemara goes on to say, because we say pagini dibura. Forget about pagini dibura. I'll tell you why he can't get the property. You understand this kasha? You follow this kasha? Nachama, say it again. Regarding being free, you say git devora and boin kachas, right? You say git devora and boin kachas. It's a din nesina. He gets his hand and he gets the shtar shichur one shot because it's a din nesina. But bikinyonim, as I said to Noah in the case,
If the seller of the house throws the shtar in and says to Noah, pick up the shtar and get the house in the same shot. You can't do that. First, you have to acquire the shtar because it's a kinyan. Then you have to get the property. There's no notion of boing kachas by kinyanim. That's what the Kso says. That's the whole vort of what? Of getting yonim and kachas because it didn't see them. So, I mean, the Gemara says by us that he free gets himself free, but he doesn't get his property. What do you mean? He gets himself free, he doesn't get his property. Of course he can't get his property. There's no shot. Anytime you follow this, Elon, you follow what I'm saying? You can't get the property. Because first he's got to acquire himself, then he'll do another deal to get the property. You can't do it in one star. I mean, what do you have to say? Pilpul, the whole Gemara is going to pilpul. We say what? We say Pagin Diburu. We say not Pagin Diburu. You can't get the property. There's a big problem here. He never could get the property in this one deal. That's the difficulty here that we have in this deal. It's very, very difficult, Lamaisa. Very difficult. Now, there's a possible way to answer this kasha, but also it doesn't fit 100%. Let's get it. And that is, I have a possible answer. Let's get the first answer maybe we could give. Maybe you could say the following. I want you to get this. That maybe it is piecemeal. What do I mean by piecemeal? Maybe he becomes free first, and then he gets his property. Then he would get the property second. We possibly, he doesn't get the property. But there's a possibility that first he'd be free first, then he would get the property. Why is that a problem? Why do you think that answer's a problem? Go ahead, Chaim.
It's all one star.
Okay, but also, you know what it's similar to? The Gemara says on Daf Chof, I want you to get this. Can a man divorce his wife, give her the get, and say, I want the paper back? Yes or no? Can the man divorce his wife and say, give me the paper back? What is the expression the Gemara uses? Excellent. Porchos ba'avir. It's not a good get. And it's like the letters are what? Flying in the air. That's what this would be. Oh, first you're free, and then you want to get the property? I mean, come on. That would be very, very hard. That's not safe for Amakne. The paper of the mocher is giving lokeach. Lamaisa, you have to be kone to the soda. Here he's kone to the star first. It's like exactly that case. Plus the fact, like you're saying, Chaim, it's all together, Lamaisa. It's all what you have to be kone at all one shot, Lamaisa. So it seems very difficult to give this answer. What are you going to say? First you're the shichur schal, and then you're zocha the nechassim al yedei the star. You understand why that's a problem? First you get the star shichur, you become free. Oh, and then what? Then what are you going to do? Then you have to get back the what? Give him back the star in a sense, and then do the deal again by getting the property. I mean, it doesn't hold any water. It's not called sefer hamakne. The paper the mocher is giving to the lokeach is that he's kone to the shtar, and through the shtar he's kone to the soda. Here the shtar was already acquired kodem. It already was his. You're not getting the property with anything. What are you acquiring the property with? It's like you're acquiring a property with nothing. You understand what I'm saying? It's like the case, the guy divorces his wife, and he says, give me back the what? He says, give me back, he's not giving her anything. In the paper, he wants to keep the paper. The same thing here. He's saying, you're free, and then use the same star that you became free with to acquire the property. Well, how did you give over the property? It already was his because he became free. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, where did you concretize the sale of the property? You're not concretizing the sale of the property. You give him the shtar shichur, he's free. Now you want to give him over the property. With what? With the shtar? The shtar already was taken by him to become free. It's like Porchos Bavir. Yes, Chaim?
Wouldn't that work if you sell like Sosa if it's a diminishina?
No, it's not, because you still got to give something. No, he says, he says he's going to give her to get, and he wants the paper to be his. He didn't give her anything. You're also not giving him anything regarding the property.
So if the Nesini has to keep it, wouldn't that be Kenyan?
Even if with the Nesini, he's still got to give something. So this is very difficult, Lamaisa. Oh, so maybe you could say like this, and this is also difficult. I have a suggestion. It doesn't... Okay, we'll see. Okay?
Another possible answer. The Imre Bina says we're talking about a third party. Listen to this. A third party accepted the Shtar Shichrur for the Evik 90. Let's get it down. Okay? Let's get it down. There's a third party accepted the Shtar Shichrur for the Evik 90. Why is that help? Okay, so you have another party getting it for the Shtar Shichrur, he goes free, accepting for him. And the property, what? The property goes with what? The property goes with it. That's what he wants to say. The property goes with it. And therefore, what? Since the other guy has a yad to be zocha, then it's no problem. Okay, why is that difficult? It's still a problem. Why is it still a problem? Why is it still a problem with Maisa? So then Maisha says, even with a third party, it doesn't work unless what? He's zocha on behalf of the Evid. How do you get rid of the master? How do you get rid of the master? Anything the Evid gets, the master gets. So Shkoyach, you have a third party. So the third party gets it for the Evid, that goes to the master Nachamol again. What have you helped by having a third party? So what is the answer? What is the answer to this? So you know what I think the answer is? I want to say Chiddush. We said that according to Rashi, it fits the whole sugya. Paul Ginnin Dibura Bafonei Nechta, because there's a statement. According to the Taisus Rid, it has nothing to do with Paul Ginnin Dibura. According to the Taisus Rid, that's exactly why you're not cornered the property. You know why you're not cornered the property according to the Taisus Rid? Because why? Gitiv Yoram Boin Kachan. That's exactly the reason why you're not cornered the property. This has nothing to do with Paul Ginnin Dibura. This fit, to answer this kasha, we want to say according to Rashi, it's difficult. I don't know how to answer it. According to Taisus Rid, the answer to the kasha doesn't start. That's exactly the reason why he doesn't get his property. Let's get this. According to Taisus Rid, that's exactly the reason why he doesn't get the property. He gets himself because of Gittin Vodim Kachas, but he doesn't get the property. It has nothing to do with Bakin Dibur. There is no statement of a funny nothing, according to Taisus Rid. That's exactly why he doesn't get his property. Because you can't. There's a technical problem. It has nothing to do with the next sugya. Nothing at all to do with the next sugya. This is the chiddush we want to suggest according to Taisus Rid. That's why there's the two dots. Okay, I don't know if you can make a deal from the two dots, but the pshat is that this sugya, you might think it's similar with the next sugya after the two dots. It's not at all, Chaim. It has nothing to do with it at all. It has nothing to do with Paul Ginnin Dibura. This brisa says, the reason why you split it up is because there's a technical problem, Elon. You can't get the property because Gittuv Yoram Bain Kachat requires kinyonim. And Gittuv Yoram Bain Kachat only works by the liberty, by the shikhr, by get ishit works. It does not work by kinyonim. Like the case of Noah with the house. He's first got to get the shtar and then he squares the house. Here he's first got to get free and then get the property again. He'll have to do another deal to get the property. You follow what I'm saying? That's exactly the reason why he's not in the Chasim's Malkona. This is the chiddush we want to suggest. This fits the, has nothing to do with Paul Ginnin Dibura. According to Rashi, he wanted it to fit Paul Ginnin Dibura. Okay, it's according to Rashi with the whole next sugya. According to Taisus Rid, it has nothing to do with this at all. This is the chiddush we want to suggest. Oh, this is the chiddush we want to suggest. Okay, fine. Now Lamaisa, okay? Yes, Yossi. Real quick.
Just a quick question.
I want to start the next piece of Gemara. Go ahead.
Just had a quick question on the Ravid.
Yes. All the way back with the Ravid.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Ravid said.
Go ahead. Yeah, that one. All right. No. Yeah, well, go ahead.
Yeah. So that Ravid holds that you need Mekayim to get with.
The Ravid says. Let's set it up. The Ravid says you need Kiyum. Yes.
Right. So maybe the Ravid only said that when it's Bishas. You know, when he's still in Evid. Maybe he didn't say that if it was later on, two months ago.
No, he said it even. Even if 2 weeks ago, you say you're free, you must be Mekayimid.
He says it across
yes,
the board?
Yes, across the board. You always need Kiyum. We want to say Rashi holds like the Ravid against the Taisus Rid. Okay? Yeah. All right, let's see the next piece of Gemara. Moshe, you got it? This is unbelievable. I want you to get this down. This whole Mahalach. It's Mamash Rashi Taisus Rid Arasof. Actually, we should write down number 6. Number 6. What's number 6? This kasha of Gito Biyodo Boin Kachat. Gito Biyodo Boin Kachat. Let's write down number 6. Meaning, what do I mean? That kasha is answered if you hold like the Taisus Rid. According to Rashi, it's difficult. According to Rashi, this whole Gemara is Pagin Dibur. So, you never could get the property, though. Even if you hold Pagin, you can never get the property.
It's a technical problem here. The kasha doesn't start according to Tosis Rid, because this sugya has nothing to do with the next sugya. This is the chiddush we want to bring out here. Okay, Moshe, let's go. Vayter. Ibailu. What does Ibailu mean?
Inquired.
I can't hear you.
Inquired.
Yeah, Shailu halacha lomaisa. Ibailu always means a Shailu halacha lomaisa. What's the difference between Ibailu and a kasha when you see kasha in the Gemara? So, you familiar with the cloud of Teku? You know, sometimes Teku appears. The Shittim Mekubetz and Ksubis writes Teku is Tishbi Yataretz Kushios V'Abayis. Tishbi, referring to Eliyahu HaNavi, Yataretz will answer Kushios V'Abayis. Kushios are Kashas Ilomdis. Ibayis are Shailas Olach Lomaisim. So if Shechta told us over from the Biskur Rav, he thought that was wrong, that Shittim Mekubetz. Teku just means the question floats up. Because Eliyahu HaNavi will answer the Ibayis. The buck stops with him in Halacha. There is no doubt. But in Kashas and Lomdis, how do you know Eliyahu HaNavi will answer all the Kashas and Lomdis? How do you know maybe the Ramesha Terutzim and Lomdis are better than Eliyahu HaNavi's? Maybe the Ravs are better? In Halacha, the buck stops with him. Therefore, he thought it was wrong to Shittim Mekubetz's touch. So Yibayilu always is Shaila Halacha Lomaisa. Kashas and Lomdis. Okay? We got it? How could Eliyahu HaNavi come and be the buck stops with him in Halacha? Ein Navi Rishai L'chadesh Dover Miata Lo B'Shamayim Hi. We're supposed to figure out the Halacha. Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes. Lo B'Shamayim Hi. What's the answer, Yitzi? Yimuki Yosef says in Bava Metzia, the buck stops with Eliyahu HaNavi because Eliyahu HaNavi is what? When he paskins, it's not as a what? Not as a Navi, as it's a poisek. Exactly. The buck stops with him, it's not because Eliyahu HaNavi is paskins as a Navi. Slova Shamaimi. He's passing us in Tamil Chochim Gogol. But in Lomdis, who says he's going to answer the Kashas of Lomdis? Go ahead, Moshe. Ibailu. Oh. Konix and Chumau. Let's go. Amar Abaye. Excellent. So since you're koning yourself, you're koning Nechasa. Yeah, Mitoch, you're koning Atzma, koning Nechasa. Interesting din. This Mitoch. Go ahead. We have to be masber there. You know, what does it mean? You know what I'm saying? Can't just... And since you acquired a property, since you acquired yourself, acquired a property, why? What do you mean, since? Since. Shkoyach, since. What does that mean? What do you mean, since? What would you say? Moshe, what would you say? What do you mean, since? There's two different categories here. Liberty and the property. What do you mean, since? No, meaning, if you say lo palgin in dibura, then it makes sense. They're inextricably linked. You have a star here. If it works regarding a liberty, it's got to work regarding the property. Okay. So to say it is a lamdan, lo palgin in dibura. Go ahead. So let's go. If it's what? It's good by himself, liberty, like Rashi, b'fanei nechtav is said by Gedisha, one person's believed, shliach, so too we're makel, what? The woman is believed that she delivers her own get. They have a Canadian who delivers her own get. It's also good. I understand that. Go ahead. Meaning that what? Why should she get the property? She didn't keep stars. Nurse Yossi was just saying to me, no, that's exactly what Rava's kasha was. What do you mean, mitoch? So I'm saying Abai might have said, lo pal gini dibura. Yes, you get into the back door, like the Havdol Avdol, you know, in basketball. You have a back door. Layup, right? So you get it through the back door. The guy goes free, so back door, we get the property. Lopal Gideon Dibur. Rava says, what kind of business is that? You need two Adam on the property. You need real Kim Stars. We have no Kula. We have no Kula at all, Lomaisa. Let me ask you, how do you think the Tosis Rid would learn this Gemara? We're not talking about a funny Nechtav. What would you say? How would you say the Tosis Rid would read the Gemara according to you, Moshe? Amar Le Rava, read it again. Amar Le Rava again. Amar Le Rava. Because why? Just like a woman can say 3 weeks ago she was divorced, and you don't have to makayim it, so too in Evik 90. I want you guys to read the Gemara like the Tosis Rid too. You understand what I'm saying, Moshe? Just like a woman can say 3 weeks ago she was what? Divorced and she has the get, she doesn't have to makayim it, so too in Evik 90 can do that. Ella what? Right, if a guy brings property, says, "Oh, I bought the Empire State Building 3 weeks ago. I'm the new owner of it." Everyone will laugh at the guy. Bring me Aiden. Be Mekayim the Shtar. School, what, you have a document? You might have just forged it. So you got to read the Gemara Lefi the Tosfos Rid. According to Rashi, it's referring to Mefonin Nefta, Mefonin Nefta. According to Tosfos Rid, it's talking about this guy that's saying, "Oh no." The other Kanani says, I have all this guy's real estate now, master's real estate. Well, prove it to us. And then the moment you need Shkim Shtaris. Go ahead. Excellent. Abayi changed his mind, and he says, Mitok Shalo Kana Nechasim Lo Kana Atzmo. Oh, Lo Paul, getting the Dibur in the reverse way. Here you backdoored from getting nothing now. Now he won't even get his liberty or his freedom, nothing. Oh, go ahead. Now, you know what? Let's see the bottom tesis. Go ahead. You see the bottom tesis? I gave you the bottom tesis. Let's see the bottom tesis. Go ahead. What is he saying? Abayi changed his mind. Wasn't because of the kasha of Rava did he change his mind. But rather, Rabbi considered that to be a question at all. Go ahead. Disover. Lo pagini dibura, like we said, right? Abayi holds lo pagini dibura. They're inextricably linked. You can't split up statements in the shtar. Go ahead. The bottom line is when Abayi changes his mind, he doesn't answer Rava's kasha. Rava's kasha is still going to be there. Rava's kashas go 50-50. I mean, what do you mean talk business? Either way, it's you can't split it. So Abayi is never answering Rava's kasha, is he? Michal is never answering. Go ahead. Ella. Excellent. What does this mean? Abayi says, I like the svara better that the guy should get zero. Shouldn't get his freedom, shouldn't get his property. Why not? What does that phrase mean? Diyad bala shtar al tachtayna. What does that phrase mean? It's synonymous with a famous klal gadol b'din. The Gemara's Lashon, Chaim and Baba Kama and Vavam and Beis. Go ahead. I can't hear you. Similar. What's the klal gadol b'din the Mishnah says? Hamoitzi mechavero olav laviraya. Very excellent. Nice. Same thing. Yodo bal tashtara tachtona means that the bottom line is that what? This master shouldn't give this guy a penny, this Evan Klein. He shouldn't give him his freedom or give him any property. That's why Abayi backs out of it. And therefore, Lamaisa, he wasn't responding to Rav at all. Not at all was he responding to him. Okay? He wasn't responding to him at all. That's what Yad Balashtar al Tachtoina means. That he gets absolutely nothing. Okay? Because the bottom line is that Motzah Mecherev al Araya. And therefore, it's a special Indian with the answer. He's not answering Rava. Okay? He's not answering Rava at all. Now, I want you to get down. The Rosh argues on this, Tosos. The Rosh says that Abayi was Chozerbo because of the Kasha of Rava. And Abayi thought the Kasha of Rava is how can be Motzi Mamon al Yidei Mitoch, Chaim? Please get this down. He thought the kasha was how you can be motzi mamon al yidei mitoch, and the answer is that you can't. He was chozerbo, but Rava still said he should be able to acquire himself. Go ahead, Moshe. Back to the Gemara. I understand you need to aid him for that. Plug it in according to Rashi. Funny, that doesn't work for Dini Mominus. According to Tosis Rid, you need to aid him to prove it, right? You need kiyum. Can't just say, oh, you were divorced 3 weeks ago, divorce fine, liberty, shikhmer fine, but for property? Oh yeah, 3 weeks ago I have Empire State Building, here's my star. We laugh at the guy, bring aid in, Mekayim it, right? Hello?
Hello, ask him to have a
Kenisha. Oh, but you still should get the liberty, you get the freedom. Hello?
Hello, I'm a Rabbi, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Asmo Kamen, and Fasim Lokan.
Excellent, what's Echad Zev mean? I can't hear you, but what's Echad Zev mean? Both cases. The case of what? Kol Nechasai Knuilach and the case before of what? Atzach Nechasai. You see, that's what's a little problematic with our Kiddush with the Tosfos Rid. Because we wanted to divorce the two dots with this, you know what I mean? You get the impression the Gemara was connecting the two with saying Echad Zev, Echad Zev. No? You hear what I'm saying? We want to say according to Tosfos Rid, the previous din had nothing to do with it, right? Right?
But the bottom line is what you have to say is like this. The Tosfos Rid says, you split it, but it has nothing to do with Pagin and Dibur. They both might be connected, but the next Gemara also is not Pagin and Dibur. They might be connected, Alan. You know why? Because the next Gemara also has nothing to do with Pagin and Dibur. Tosfos Rid says it has nothing to do with Pagin and Dibur. He gets himself, but he doesn't get his property. Okay. All right. Tomorrow, B'Hashem, 10:15, B'Hashem, we have Shir. So, B'li Neder, I'm going to try my best to be there exactly at 9 to give the Marmal Kindness. And we'll have Shir. We'll see if we'll do more.